You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow, we'll get the January jobs data, a report that forecasters expect to be strong, boosted in part by strangely warm weather and snowless weather in parts of the country. But there have been early indications that a routine revision to the tally of American payrolls will be more than routine. Diane Swonk, the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, says this will cover a stretch from the late winter of 2018 through this last spring.
It covers years. Actually, they go back years and they square up all the economic data from everything from tax returns to unemployment returns. They actually know which firms were created and which firms died over the course of many years. All of these issues come up. They get more inclusive data. And from doing that, what we've got on the preliminary data from a period of April 2018 to March 2019 is that there are about 500,000 fewer jobs than were actually reported during that period. That means we just didn't generate as many jobs as we thought. It doesn't change the unemployment rate. It doesn't change the wage gains. All this does is says, listen, we overcounted some of the jobs during that period. It's unusual to see such large revisions, and we haven't seen that large of a downward revision since 2009, when, of course, we were missing how rapidly we're losing jobs during the 2008-2009 period.
Economist Diane Swonk. That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.